Well, do you hate waiting for your shower to heat up? The solution might be a hot water recirculation pump. They deliver hot water to your faucets almost immediately.
Yes, but while they can save more than 10,000 gallons of water every year, will that savings be felt by your wallet as well? Here to explain is Richard Truthui, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House. Welcome, Richard.
Hey, guys. Nice to be back.
So, listen, before we talk savings, let's talk basics. How do hot water recirculation pumps work, and how do they save so much water?
Well, hot water recirculation pumps are designed to push water up through the hot water line and make it be that you have hot water available at the hot water faucet. That's even not the ones that are the farthest away from the hot water source.
The reason that's important is because typically the reason we wait for hot water is because you have the, say, the master bath shower and the water heater are completely opposite ends of the house, and you're waiting essentially for that warm water to get from the heating system, the heating source, which is the water heater, through the lines, all the twists and turns back up to that shower, and that can take a long time and waste a lot of water.
A lot of water goes down the drain waiting for your fingertip to become just the right temperature to get it there. Right. So there are two common types of systems. In the old days, we always used to have an additional line. When the plumbing was first installed and you knew you had the situation you talk about, Tom, where the bathroom is way far away, there'd be one additional line that came off of the farthest hot water fixture and came all the way back to the water heater, wherever it was, and it had a bronze pump on it and had a little thing called an aquastat, a little sensor. What would happen is it would keep running that pump until it felt the temperature come back there. And that was really wasteful because it was on all day, and you said later on people added timers.
You were also paying to heat that water
24/7. That's right. So you'd be wasting water. You'd be saving water by having the recirc line, by not having to run it, but you'd be wasting energy because you were heating water unnecessarily all day long. So that fell out of favor to some of the more modern innovations, which I really love. There's two I can tell you about that are really awesome. One is goes down at the water heater itself, and it pushes water. And there's a little crossover fitting down between the hot and the cold, and it actually, in this case, it pulls through the cold water, pulls hot water up to the farthest faucet, and makes sure that you always have it there. And then the other one goes underneath the vanity, and between the hot and the cold is a little bronze pump, and what you have is now a choice on how you activate it. In one way, you just go up to the vanity or the little button, and you hit the button when you come into the bathroom. Then and only then does the pump come on just long enough to put hot water there. And the other variation you can have is a proximity sensor. You know, like when you walk down a hallway and the light comes on?
Yeah, like an occupancy sensor.
Yeah, occupancy. So that's brilliant. That, you know, then you're not having to think about it. If you walk in the bathroom, you bring on that pump just then and only then.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah, those are the right ways to do it.
And because you don't have that third line going back, you're not wasting all of that
water.
That's
right. Right. You're actually using the cold water line as the source of water to come back. It's actually going the backwards slightly. So the neat thing about this type of system is, unlike the one where we had to have a separate line run from the very beginning when the plumbing system was first installed, in this, anybody can have a recirc line because we're actually going to be using the cold water line as a way for the hot water to sort of recirculate back.
Now, that seems like, you know, a recipe for savings, but do you really see money back?
You're going to see, you know, water in some parts of this country is more expensive than in others. But if you have a family of four or five and they're running, you know, it's a big house and you're running water all the time waiting for that thing, you will definitely see savings. You might not notice it, but you'll definitely see savings if you're paying attention to your water bill.
Yes, but the first time you step into a warm shower on a cold winter morning, you will not be thinking about how much it costs to get that water.
We need you to be comfortable, princess.
At least you know how to take care of it.
That's
all I'm saying.
Richard Truthui, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House. Great advice as always. Thank you, Richard.
Great to be here.
All right, catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.